Barrington Stage Company's second St. Germain stage production of this season is Kimberly Akimbo by Pulitzer Prize winner David Lindsay Abaire. Starring Deborah Jo Rupp and set in the wilds of suburban New Jersey, Kimberly Akimbo is a hilarious and heartrending play about a teenager with a rare condition causing her body to age faster than normal. When she and her family flee Secaucus under dubious circumstances, Kimberly is forced to reevaluate her life while contending with a hypochondriac mother, a rarely sober father, a scam artist, and her own mortality, and most terrifying of all, the possibility of first love. Deborah Jo Rupp was last seen at Barrington Stage in Dr. Ruth All the Way and will return to the St. Germain Stage later this season to perform in Love Letters with Mark Dold. And it's a great pleasure to welcome Deborah Jo Rupp back to the roundtable. Thank you very much for being with us. What a delight to have you on the program.
Thank you, Joe.
Always nice to speak with you. So how did this particular role come to be?
Well, Julie Boyd actually called me and said, I've found the play for you, and I was familiar with it already, and it was just, I was really happy and grateful to do it. It's so much fun. I think it's a little bit hard to market because I am a 65-year-old woman playing a 16-year-old, which was, I have to say, a big stretch. But it's not about the disease. It's really not about the disease at all. That's just kind of the situation. So I think that people, when the show starts, I think that they're just a little bit confused. But then they come on board. They jump on board, and it's a lot of fun.
When you say confused, what do you think? Is it because of realizing the realization and the realities of the condition?
Well, no. I think that we sort of laugh backstage before the show starts because I am convinced that there are maybe a couple of audience members that sit there and go, oh, no, she does not think that she can play 16. She can't. No. Someone needs to tell her. So we kind of laugh about that backstage, and then we start the show. And I think it's just getting accustomed to it. The first couple of scenes, the whole show moves really, really, really fast. There isn't like a second to breathe. And it's really, really, really funny. But the first couple of scenes, you have to kind of get used to the fact that I am calling a man half my age dad.
Yeah, right. And how much makeup do you have? Is it?
Oh, I wear just almost nothing. I wear kind of nothing. I have to say that I've never felt more unattractive in a role, I think, actually ever. But I wear nothing.
So you don't alter your appearance in any way?
No, not at all. Well, yeah, I wear little hair clips that I don't wear in real life. Millions of them.
So what is it like for you to play that kind of role? It would seem not only to be challenging, but also quite fun.
It's really fun. I had to search way back. I actually went back and watched like old home movies, and I looked at photographs when I was that age. And the kind of the one thing that I really remember is, when I was 16, I knew everything about everything. My parents knew nothing. Yeah. I knew everything. And so I've kind of tried to bring that into the role. It seems to be working.
And bringing that, because as I mentioned in the introduction, you have a mother who's a hypochondriac, which must be interesting given that you have a condition, certainly a disease. And then the father is usually drunk, or not usually sober anyway. And the aunt's a scam artist, and then you, meanwhile, as the 16-year-old, are trying to figure out your own mortality.
Well, I wouldn't say that I'm trying to figure out my own mortality. I think that I think she's 16 years old and she has a crush.
Yes.
On a boy. And she gets her first kiss in this play.
Mm-hmm. But the idea that you are, that the condition causes your body to age faster than normal, of where that's going to lead, right? I mean, that is a question that you have as a character. Is that true?
I do, but I also have to juggle with that. When you're 16 years old, I think, you don't feel mortality. You
sure.
think you're going to live forever. I did when I was 16.
Right.
And even though her body is aging, and she knows possibly there is a time limit there, I don't think that can be the thrust in her life. And I don't play it that way.
It's a fascinating work in the sense that you are reevaluating all of this and looking at it as you're trying to be a 16-year-old kid and trying to be a kid, which is probably what you want to do more than anything else. But then everyone else is kind of looking at you differently than a normal, obviously, 16-year-old
kid. That's exactly true. And, you know, when you're 16, all you want to do is fit in. And she can't fit in. You know, people, no one looks at her, really, because they don't know what to say to her. So there are a lot of obstacles in the play. But I really, really want to emphasize that it's actually quite funny.
Yes. Yes. We're talking to Deborah Jo Rupp. The show is Kimberly Akimbo, and it is by David Lindsay Abair, who, how long has this play been around?
Kimberly Akimbo was done at Manhattan Theater Club in 2003.
Yep.
So it's, 13 years?
And he's amazing.
He's amazing. Barrington Stage did a production of another one of his plays. I don't know, A Wonder of the World, oh my God, I can't remember the name of it. But it was very, very successful. They're going to kill me. If they're listening to this, they're going to kill me. I can't remember what it's called.
I don't think they're going to kill you.
But it was, he's got a kind of dark sense of humor. It's a little bit weird, a little bit strange.
Wonder of the World.
Thank you.
You're very welcome.
Yeah, and it was very successful here. I love his humor. I'm just really attracted to that. It's just kind of a little bit weird, a little bit wacky, and bitterly funny, I think.
And probably
we have a scene in our show. There's one scene in our show that, if all goes well, the audience just gasps. It's a really lovely little scene.
So when you say when all goes well, so.
Well, it means, you know, it's like every audience is different, and the audience informs the play.
Sure.
And some nights we have people that just want to laugh. I think I've said this a million times for other shows, but it's true. Some nights you get audiences that want to laugh, and they just laugh and have a great time. Sometimes you get an audience that looks at me and goes, oh, no, and they get very serious. And if all goes well, we get a mix. So that they just, you know, they just kind of climb on board and go, oh, okay, this is what this is. And then they just go the journey of the play. Those are my favorites. But you can't order your audience. You just have to kind of go with what you have.
Is that the, how much can you analyze that? Because I would think then you could look at it as if all goes well and this moment hits and you get the gasp, you can look at it, a cast, you can look and talk amongst the cast and say, oh, wow, we did it tonight. Or do you give credit to the audience, or is it a mix of both in the sense of, because I think I would just by the type of person that I am, if I went out and there wasn't the gasp, I'd say, oh, well, what did I screw up?
Well, I think you always tend to blame yourself, but I don't think if we don't get the gasp, it doesn't mean that it didn't work. It's what I like, you know,
okay,
but
sure.
it doesn't mean that the play doesn't work. And I pretty much know I pretty much know in the first scene what kind of audience we'll have. It's, you know, it's a very kind of a short rehearsal process, and then you have, like, what do we have, 3 days on the stage, and this play really moves fast. Lots of short scenes, and the scene changes are very, very quick. I run off stage and start ripping clothes off. There's no shame anymore. It's just done to change in time for the next scene. I forgot what I was going to say. It was really good too, Joe. It was really good.
We're here for the next couple of hours. So if you think of it, yeah, go ahead.
I may have to call you back.
Yeah, that's fine.
I don't remember where I was going. I got caught up in the clothes thing and ripping off the clothes backstage.
You know, the last time you were on the show and the last time I saw you was in Dr. Ruth, and that show had quite a life, and it was an amazing performance, an amazing show, and quite beautiful to see. Are you completely done with that now, or do you still occasionally do it?
It's a lot of work, and I worked on it for such a long, I think it was 3 years,
yes,
that I kind of devoted myself to that. And I loved doing it. I love her. I still see her a lot. I talk to her on the phone a lot, and she is part of my life now. I haven't done it. I did it in Florida. I haven't done it in a while, and I'm not going to say, I mean, the beauty of that show is that I can do it for a very long time.
Right.
I'm not going to say that I'm done. It's just a whole bunch of work, and I've enjoyed playing different roles now. I probably will go back to it at some point.
Because, again, and the audience response to it is that this is a person that we like seeing and we like learning about.
Yeah.
When you take on a role like this, we are also, I assume that the audience is rooting for this young woman.
Oh, yeah, I think so. Yeah, I mean, so far, so good. Oh, I know what I was going to say. Thank you.
Yes.
You got me right back to it.
Okay.
What I was going to say is it's kind of a short rehearsal process, and when you open, you're still figuring out what the show is. You don't... You know, you're finally getting run-throughs of the show, and you get to know what the pace of the show, and you get to know how the audience is perceiving the story, and I think now we started maybe the middle of last week, we have found our groove. Now we know how to kind of guide the audience along and where to take them, but it takes a little bit in front of people.
Sure. Well, the show runs through July 16th, and it is the Barrington Stage Company production of David Lindsay Abaris' comedy, Kimberly Akimbo. It runs through July 16th, and you can find out more information by going to the website, which is barringtonstageco.org. barringtonstageco.org. It's being performed on the St. Germain stage. Deborah Jo Rupp, a great pleasure to have you on the program. Thank you so much. Always a pleasure.
Thank you, Joe. Thanks for having me.
Take care. Bye-bye. Again, Kimberly Akimbo runs on Barrington Stage Company, St. Germain Stage through July 16th.